Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. It looks like the talking points for the November general election between Jocelyn Benson, Democrat for governor, and John James, Republican candidate for governor, looks like the talking points have already come out. Republican Governors Association came out with their statement. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte said Democrat Jocelyn Benson has spent years at the center of controversy from allegedly funneling millions of dollars to extremist groups to violating Michigan's campaign finance laws and election laws. Benson has proven she is not fit to lead as governor. Michigan families deserve a governor fighting for them, not her own self-interests. Well, the Michigan Democratic Party came out with their press release about John James. John James is a failed politician. He spends his time in Washington, D.C., lining his pockets while voting for higher costs for the rest of us. We maintain that the congressman has championed every single one of President Donald Trump's extreme policies, pointing to federal budget laws, tariffs, and even supporting the war in Iran. So it appears the talking points have been set. Perry Johnson came out and made in a statement that career politicians and special interests won tonight. However, he said they will not win in the future. The early results are in, and they're not what we hoped for. However, we have united conservatives to create the mega movement. We will continue to demand the mega audit, the 4747 income tax elimination plan, property tax reforms, and remain skeptical towards data centers. Now, here's where some math of real dollars, first story I saw that really kind of lays this out. John James enters the general election prepared to respond to significant Democratic advertising investments. His campaign last night said it was updating its planned advertising purchases to account for the $21.3 million reserved by Making Michigan's Future and $7.7 million reserved by Benson's campaign yesterday. Now, I'm not exactly sure where John James thinks he's getting this money from, but that is a huge number. $21.3 million reserved by Making Michigan's Future. Don't even know who that is. $7.7 million by Benson's campaign, already reserved for the next six-week campaign. Now, ultimately, John James consolidated much of the Republican establishment behind his campaign after receiving the endorsement of President Trump roughly 6 weeks before the primary. In Lansing, House Speaker Matt Hall also endorsed James following Trump's endorsement. Well, one of the people, former House Speaker Tom Leonard, who withdrew from the race back in April, also supported the James efforts. Well, in the end, John James said this, "I know the American dream works because my family lived it. The son of a slave who became a sharecropper. The son of a sharecropper who became a mason. The son of a mason who became a truck driver. And the son of the truck driver now stands before you tonight as the nominee from the party of Abraham Lincoln." So, telling his family's history, laying it out, question will be, will it appeal to independents versus what Jocelyn Benson is going to be promoting, advocating for as the next governor of the state of Michigan. So, pretty interesting story, numbers, math, dollars, pretty interesting. Now, one of the other things that we're going to be looking at is a former governor. This is interesting. New education reform proposal coming from the Republican Board of Education member Nikki Snyder would create a cabinet-level office within the governor's office to oversee school improvement initiatives, audit education spending, and publish monthly reports on Michigan's academic performance. Nikki Snyder is joined by former Governor Rick Snyder in calling for this DOGE-like body to oversee the Board of Education and the Michigan Department of Education. The plan for education reform, transparency, and accountability points to Michigan ranking 44th in the nation when it comes to fourth grade reading, coming in with a 24% proficiency rate, along with chronic absenteeism that is affecting one in four students, as evidence that significant structural changes are needed. Michigan once ranked 16th in the country when it came to reading, according to the document. Well, the announcement follows a new statewide poll commissioned jointly by the Business Leaders for Michigan as well as the Michigan Education Association. It found 91% of respondents said a candidate's education plan will influence their vote for governor. Large majorities of both Democrats, Republicans, and independents alike said the current structure of Michigan's education system is failing students, parents, and even teachers. The plan's centerpiece is proposed to be under the Office of Education Reform, Transparency, and Accountability. Housed within the executive office of the governor and serve as a central coordinating body with both the Michigan Department of Education as well as the State Board of Education. The proposal argues that Michigan's fragmented governance is the primary barrier to improving student outcomes and that reforms would be otherwise absorbed and diluted by the existing education bureaucracy. It describes this new office as being a public education system, Department of Government Efficiency, known as DOGE. Under the plan, the governor would establish the office via an executive order on the first day of a new administration. This department would be fully staffed by the 10th day and issue its first public report by the 30th day of the month. The OERTA director would be a cabinet-level appointee from the governor's office, reporting directly to the governor. Would not require legislative confirmation, according to the proposal. The director would control the grant funding drawn from the school aid fund stabilization reserve and oversee auditing, transparency, grant accountability, and compliance monitoring. The office would consist of 6 units focused on literacy, student achievement, teacher workforce, governance and accountability, early childhood education, career preparation, and public engagement. The literacy unit would oversee the implementation of the science of reading, would work on a third grade literacy guarantee, would issue scorecards for schools, also develop a statewide absenteeism protocol and academic interventions in partnership districts. Well, Michigan, while under control of the Democrats' trifecta, repealed its third grade reading retention requirement in 2023. The new proposal calls for restoring it so that third grade reading guarantees would require evidence-based reading instructions. Early elementary classrooms and publicly reporting whether students are in fact learning how to read. A teacher workforce unit would administer incentive pay programs, science of reading stipends, loan forgiveness, and a strategy for addressing educator shortages. The document argues that teachers should be rewarded for results rather than solely being rewarded for their years of service. And the state should reduce bureaucratic burdens that drive educators from the profession. There's more to this story. We'll wrap it up. Final segment of hour number 2. Doge-like body to oversee the Board of Education, Michigan Department of Education, State Board of Education. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
We've all heard about the major systems in our bodies, like the digestive, respiratory, nervous, and cardiovascular systems. But there's one essential system discovered in the 90s that you probably never heard of. It makes all of the other systems work smoothly with each other, like a conductor ensuring the different sections of an orchestra all play a beautiful symphony together. This system is called the endocannabinoid system. It has been acknowledged and studied by scientists extensively with support from the National Institutes of Health. As we age, the system weakens. As a result, the different systems in our body stop working together smoothly. That's one of the reasons older adults struggle with pain, inflammation, cognitive decline, and other ailments of aging, for which doctors often prescribe dangerous and addictive pharmaceuticals. But here's the game changer. the system can be restored faster using hemp-derived CBD. When the system is restored, pain subsides, sleep is improved, and stress is reduced. When the system is restored, disease progression can slow down, and years are added to your life, as well as years spent in good health. And 20% of seniors are already using CBD today for pain, arthritis, cancer symptoms, sleep disorders, Alzheimer's, and many other ailments of aging.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Patriot Pat texting in a little housekeeping here on text messages that I missed. It's kind of interesting because I can see where this happens based on the qualified voter files, dead people, people who no longer even live in our state. Pat says, I guarantee every Muslim from here to Texas to New York City will be mailing in absentee votes in the Michigan Senate race for El Sayed. Secretary of State Benson, overseeing the election, will allow them because it will help her win. I can see it. The ghost votes that are still on the qualified voter files in the state of Michigan, those ballots are going to go out. They're going to get forwarded to somebody and could end up making the difference in November. The most secure election ever? I doubt it. Folks, this is exactly the same mode of operandi that Katie Hobbs did against Kari Lake in the state of Arizona back in 2022. Katie Hobbs, the outgoing Secretary of State, ran for governor and beat the Donald Trump-endorsed candidate, Kari Lake. John James, endorsed by President Trump, won the primary yesterday. Jocelyn Benson, outgoing Secretary of State, allegedly putting up these firewalls to keep her from being involved in the administrating of this election. I'm not buying it. Repeat performance again of what happened just 4 years ago in Arizona. The only saving grace is history. Every 8 years we go from a Republican governor to a Democrat, from a Democrat to a Republican. Question is going to be, how much money is the RNC, President Trump, and his donors, his PACs, his particular access to money, will he be willing to get his endorsed candidate, John James, elected on November 3rd? That's basically what this is going to come down to. So we shall see. And one of the things that you need to understand, that this process is going to go into the history books of being one of the most expensive political campaigns in our state's history. Looking at the amount of money that Haley Stevens supporters spent to defeat El Sayed, and they came up short. The amount of money that's going to go into El Sayed's campaign against Mike Rogers, Jocelyn Benson's campaign against John James, this is going to be huge. Very, very, very interesting. So we'll continue to follow these numbers. We'll continue to give you updated reports. This is one of the processes that we are going to deal with regardless whether we like it or not. The question is going to be, are we going to be able to turn around the low turnout? One out of five voters, 21.8%, are the only ones that participated in yesterday's primary election. 21.8% of our registered voters. Folks, if you split the registered voters in this state, 7.4 million in half, you're looking at 4.7 million Republicans, 4.7 million Democrats. 1,620,000 people voted. Comes down to apathy. The Republicans didn't get out. The Democrats didn't get out. The numbers were low. Well, why was it? Because the governor's race on the Democrat side was a foregone conclusion. Again, the only real race was for U.S. Senate. So it's going to be very interesting. One of the things that we're looking at is some of these smaller races. We're going to get into those in the third hour. Very, very interesting races happening in Macomb County. State Representative Doug Wozniak defeated Conservative Terrence Mikowski 70-30%. Wozniak now will be returning to the state Senate. This is going to be an interesting race because the Democrats don't even have a candidate running against them. Not yet. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22.